Garinon. Oi garinon. In the Mishnah before we had that we don't include in the shear the pits of the shell. Now you have to carry out the shear with regris, and not including the pits is also, what's the girsa? With an aleph or with an ayin? Drashi garina masnis in the pirk and liel. The Mishnah we had last perik mekaplison the garinehim. The klipas, the outer shell and the pitch you don't include. So the shala, how do you spell? How is the girsa of the word? The aleph with an ayin. Omar rova barula the nigra meyerkecho. Pasuk talks about erkecho, how much you shot up, how much a person is worth to give it stokom, so take away from his erkecho the nigra. So use it with an ayin. Drashi the nigra means hagarinon. Same thing here, even there it means take away from the value of the person. Pits is also. Pits is something you take away from the fruit. Shrasha garinon zorkin, you throw away the pits from before you eat the fruit. It's by taking away from the fruit. Like you eat a peach. First you take the pit and throw it away. So you're taking away from the fruit, the pit, that's lashon v'nigra. You see, it's called with an ayin, not with an aleph. Iboilihu. Oimemois, oimemois. With an aleph or with an ayin. So Rashi Eimemois, Gabi Gecholim, Maisinon Le Beketzat Tzolim. When you have coals, going out coals are called Eimemois. Gecholim, Yeyokol, Eimemois, Tamalayme Eish, Yeyesh Yoch Shal Heves. Do you need Mamash Afaya? Or it's enough to have coals that are going out? That's the Mishnah in Pesachim. Is how the Girsa with an aleph or with an ayin? Om Rav Yitzchak Barav Dimi, Arozim Lo Yamamuhu Began Elokim. The pasuk says amamu with an ayin. That's the girsa with an ayin. He says arozim lo yamamu began elokim. Trashim amamu lo yachshicho marisa. Its color didn't go down, didn't go more darker. Liyos heim noyim imenu to be nicer than us. So I call upon him to see the lashon amamu with an ayin. Ibor lihu miamtsin tanan oy miamtsin tanan miamtsin. Later it's a mishnah by a mace or somebody's mace on Shabbos. If you're not to touch the mace or like close his eyes. So Mamsin is closing his eyes. It's how the girsa with an aleph or with a nine. Trashim Yamsin, Lakamon Gabi, and Naim Shomais Perik Shil. I'm not sure, maybe it's not even on Shabbos. Tam Shalom, somebody's about to die. Are you allowed to close his eyes or not? Maybe it's a Shalom, we'll see later, maybe it's a Shalom Shabbos. But closing the eyes. Is Omer Abhi Barava, Omer Abhi Yechin. For Oitzim Einov Maras Barua. Somebody closes his eyes from seeing vid. But says Lashon Oitzim with an ayin, so Ma'atzman should be with the ayin. That should be the real girsa. Somebody carries out milk like our Mishnah. What type of milk? It means milk of a behemoth that we drink. That's the shearer's kidei gemiyah. How much you take a sip of it? One swallow like of the milk. Cholov shel isha. What about you carry out the milk that comes out of an isha? Or else the lubin shel beitza. You carry out just the white part of the egg. Just the lubin shel beitza. Then the shearer's kidei liten b'mashifon. How much you have to put into a sieve to make the sieve? You have the sieve. You have to mix it up with some type of liquid. So how much liquid you put into the sieve? A very small amount. That's what you use the cholo shel isha for. Rashi, not really this. So really you should be gerus the way the Bach is gerus. The Bach Aleph has the first, in fact, two different gemaras. The cholo shel isha and the lubin shel beitza, that kadei litan v'mashifa. Like his gersa. Then kilo, the next gemara is a new gemara. Kilo, how much? What's the shear carrying out a kilo? That's kadei losha for mayim. How much seif you put into water? Like there's two ways. You have to put water into the seif, and then how much seif carrying out the seif itself? How much you need? The smallest amount to make by adding some water into it. So two different shearim. There's a shear for the water for the cholov, and there's a shear for the seif itself. Rashi has the gift together, the Mashifa Shakilur, Shiragilam Le Shaifa Bechola Shalisha. This seif, they used to mix it up with the milk from an isha. So how much milk you need to make the seif, that's a choshe b'shirim, for that you chai if you carry it out on Shabbos. Boi Rabashi, Kidei Shifa, the water you put in doesn't need enough water that you'll mix it up with the seif. Or Kidei Achiza b'shifa. Even after you mix it up, then you have to grab a hold of it. It's a little more of a bigger shear. Take it. Exactly how much you have to take out. Shrashi kadei shifa, kadei achiza v'shifam, ma'asha nibdak that's by yisov levad, ma'asha noisim beinu. He said, the seif that they put into the eye. So a chutz from how much you put into the eye, also how much gets stuck onto your hands. Like when you pick it up, some is in your hand, and the rest you put into your eye. So you need just the enough that goes into the eye, or even also to be able to pick it up with your hands or get stuck in your hand. That's the biggest shiva the more by taking. Mishnah says, Dvash, how much honey do you have to carry on Shabbat to be chayiv? It's a choshev ishir honey. It's kedelitin alaksis. Enough honey to be able to put onto a wound. If you have a wound, like some sheet is Rashi's, one Pshan Rashi was the wound of an animal, of a sus, and the other Pshan Rashi was, no, the wound of a person. Somebody has a wound on his hand, they used to put honey on it for refuah. So you go boss to the shear of a refuah. It's a very small shear. It's carrying out the small shear of honey. On Shabbat, Yechayim, because it's a double choshe, you can use it for refuah. Tono, kedelita na apiksis. Don't have to put it over the whole wound, just upon the pea, the opening of the wound. The mamash is a small part of the wound. So the word boy Ravashi, al ksis, al pulma de kulaksis, does it mean upon the opening of the whole wound? Or idilma al mushakama, just the top pimple, mamish the top point, that's all. The smallest shear of honey. Shrashi al pulma de kulaksis, the whole maka kruya pim. The first shot is, even though it says the mouth, it doesn't really mean the mouth of the wound. The whole wound is called the mouth. So you need enough honey to put over the whole wound, or else mushakama, shrashi el yoin shamaka. Just the top part of the maka, the top part that's coming pimpled, that's coming a scab on the top, that's called the mursha. You just need a small amount of honey to put on top of that. You don't have to put all around the sides of the maka. You don't need so much. Yeah. Is that the rabbi's bad take? The rabbi's masupik. How much of a sheer honey you need to carry out? Right. Omer Rav Yudah Omer Rav, Kol Ma Shebora Kodesh Baruch Hu Balomoi Loi Bora Dover Echad Batola. Whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu created in this world, everything has a purpose to it. Nothing was created for nothing. Bora Shavluv, some say means a snail. He created a snail, Lexis. It's good to put a ton of a makah. If you have a makah, Josh Lexis, Manicho Lexis Olav. You put this snail on top of your makah, some type of refuah. Bora Zvuv, he created a fly. Litzira, that's for hornet. Shrashi zvuv litzira, the misha oxid tzira for hornet bit you. Kote zvuv, the yetzer is grind up or squash the fly. Or manicholov and put the squashed fly on top of the bite of the hornet. That's refuah. That's why the Amisha created a zvuv of fly. Yotush, what do you do with mosquitoes? That's lenochish. If you have the bite of a snake, it's good to put a squashed mosquito on it. V'nochosh l'chafifos, and the snake is good for chafifos, Rashi min shchin. If you have type of boils on your body, a good refuah is take a squash snake and put it on top of the boils. That helps the refuah, that helps it. V'samimist, some say it means a spider, l'akruv, for the bite of an akruv, a scorpion. Rashi samimist, I lose a balaz. L'akruv, akitzas akruv, a scorpion bites you, chote samimist, grind up this spider, put it on top of the bite and it'll heal you. How do you do it? How do you make this refuah? Is maisi chat uchma, take one black one, haste one black spider, the chat chiyura and one white spider, the shalkilu and cook it together, the shayfalo and smear it over the wound. As if you have this bite from the akra, from the scorpion, that's how you have this refuah. Chamisha Emasein. There are five things of people are afraid of. There are five different types of fears. Emas Cholosh Agiba. That's a postulate one. That a weak person is afraid of a Giba. That's normal. Somebody stronger, you're afraid of him. Emas Maski Alari. This is the Chiddush though. Sometimes the Maski has a Trashi at Chai Katana. This is a small animal. Of a Bekela Godla has a very big voice. For Shemeya Viyora. And the lion gets afraid of its voice. As the lion thinks the big bria coming after him, and he runs away from it. There's a chiddush hamol, even a big lion, hamol's afraid of a small behemoth. The yatush, we said, that's a mosquito. That makes that gets an elephant. An elephant hamol is afraid of a mosquito. So a chiddush. Shrashi yatush. Nichnas the mosquito goes into the elephant, but chayt inside his big trunk, his big nose. The same thing, the spider goes into the scorpion. Nichnas lev liyozn, it goes into his ears. So they frighten them. That's a chiddush, even a small insect, a small mosquito, could frighten a big elephant. The same thing, the spider goes into the yak of the scorpion to its ears and it frightens him. There's afraid of a snunis upon the nesher, upon the eagle. Shrashi shenunis arundlo. That is, nechneches tachas kanfe. Nesher goes under the wings of the eagle. O makvoi mefrishas knofav. And stops it from spreading out its wings, so it gets afraid of it. Even though it's a small insect, it could scare a big eagle. Amos kilvis alaviosim. There's afraid, kilvius gets the big leviosim, the big fish afraid. Trashi kilvius, that sheretz cotton, a small sheretz. V'nichnas lada godol biyosnoi. It goes into the big fish through its nose. That's the chiddush. Ears, it goes through its ears. The amolus, a small thing can scare a big thing. Om Rav Yudah Marav, Maikro, where's this posig that something small could scare something big? Hamavlik shoyd alaz. A shoyd means the weak could like be maflik, could get afraid, can make scared as the strong people. Shashi mavlik shoyd alaz. Hamachzik shedud ala gibur. Amolus shedud, the poor ones are machzik, make it stronger, make it harder for the gibur, for the strong person. So amol, even small things can make big things afraid. Reb Zera Ashkach le Reb Yehuda. Reb Zera frowned Reb Yehuda. He was by the house, the opening of his shver. He was by shver's house. The chazayin heavy b'dicha daita. He saw him. He was in a good mood. He said, "Chiddush, he came out of shver's house. He was in a good mood. He saw him in a good mood." He saw him in a good mood. The boy minay kol chalol yalma heavy yomalei. So he saw now, Reb Zera saw Reb Yehuda was such a good mood that if I ask him any riddle, like any question about the world, about the nature, he would come to answer him. So Meli came to answer him different questions about nature. Shrashi kol chalol yomo, pirish devorim anasim b'chol chalolim. He asked some questions about nature. Why do these things happen? About the world. Omalei, my time ize maskun peresha. How come the goats go in front? Ezim always in front of the flock of sheep. V'hoder imri, then the sheep go out. Omalei kibriyosa shalom, the same way the world was created. The bresha chashucha, first it was black, it was dark. V'hoder nuru, then it became light. So the ezim are like dark ones, black ones, they go first, and then go the white sheep. Trashi maskin bresha edrei, mahalechas brush eder. If you have a lot of sheep and ezim and goats, the goats go first. Bresha chashucha, stam ezim shchoris. Stam goats are black, and stam rechelas are levon, and stam sheep are white. Therefore, the black comes before the white. My time ahani michsayin zahani miglayin. How come these are covered? Rashi bezonov. How come they says the ezim have a tail, and that covers their air for there? Vani miglayin, my shanking rashi vani miglayin ezim. So can't end them all yet. The sheep have a tail, so it protects, it covers up their mokim ervum. My shanking the goats don't have a tail; it's open their mokim ervum. And the Gemara Hani de Mechsai Menayu, hey sheep that we make wool from, we make the God and that covers ourselves, is Mechasin. The Abish did the Machachesin, that they're covered up also. They have a tail to cover up the Mokam Ervam. Avahani de Mechsin and goats, we don't have so much Hanor, we don't cover, we don't make begodim from goats, is Menayu Maglin, therefore they're uncovered. Shashihani de Mechsai Menayu, Rechelim Shanachnu, Mechasin, Mitzimram, we have Hanor, we cover ourselves from wool. Gam hei mechusis. They wish to gave them a chesed, they're also covered up. Right, the maitam lo gam lo zuta gavnusa. How come a camel has a small tail? And the Gemara mishum di ochol kisi. Because it eats thorns. The kusi eshbem koitzim should be eats. Rashi gafli kisi koitzim. They eat thorns. The figure has nova kosa, therefore its tail is very small. Kadesh lo yiduku boya koitzim. It shouldn't get stuck in the thorns. Hey, since camels are normal, they eat thorns, they're round thorns, if it has a big tail, the tail will get stuck in the thorns. So Hashem gave it a chesed to the camel, didn't make him with a big tail. My time, tura aricha gnubusa, how come an ox has a big tail? Mishum didayri biyagmi. It lives around the agrim, around the swamps. Oboy lachrushe boki. And it has to knock off all the worms, all the bugs on it. So it needs the tail to knock off the bugs. Trashi boy the chushi boki lavriya chayetushim, has to get rid of the mosquitoes. So that's why the Eibishter made a long tail to the ox to get rid of the mosquitoes. My taina karno de kamtsor rechicha. How come the horns of a locust, the kamtsor, is rechicha, is very soft? Mishum de dairi bichilfi, they live bichilfi. It's a trashy kamtsa arba, it's a type of locust. The nearer kamtsa, yeah, or assume the mola, maybe an ant. Chilfi arba, it lives around the willows. The willows by the chilfi, by the arovis. Vikasho, and if its horns would be hard, nidayu, it would shake, move out of place. Or misvara and it'll become blind. The Yomar Shmuel, Haiman the boil the lisme lekamtsa. If you want to make a locust an arva blind, now to do it. Lishlefina lekarna, move around its horn. If you move the horn of a locust, you make it blind. So that's why the Eibushu Dafka gave it a chesed. Its horns are very soft, so it can't be moved around so fast, so it won't become blind. Trashi bikoshen nedayo or misvaso. The hoist of kosher would have been hard, tono, it would be easy to move, it would get out of place, or to echo would break, it would hit the stones, with wood, it would break. Say, become blind. That a locust can see because it has its horns. That was the chesed Hashem made. How come the eyelid of a tanagol, of a chicken, is facing upwards? The dairei adfi, because it lives around the yadfi, the trashi, timur the tanagol's middle layer, ris shalayin, that's the eyelids, hatachta, and the bottom one, kishoitzimena, when it closes its eyes, oilu lamala, the bottom eyelid comes up and covers up the Hawaii. Min elyon, or visharko berio elyon shrechva tachten. Usually it's fakert, the top eyelid lies on top of the bottom eyelid. And here it's fakert, the bottom eyelid of a chicken goes all the way on top and covers up the Hawaii. What was the chesbin? Trashi mishun the dairi atfi. Sho'ila belelis. It goes at nighttime. Alak roshim viakuris. It goes on beams. It's sorosh shayala tachten elyon, vnei oshin, shlo yichnas benuf. That the dust should not come into its eye. And since it goes at night on top of the beams, a lot of dust on the beams, they're afraid the dust will go into its eye. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a chesed, its bottom eyelids come up and cover its whole eyelids, its whole eye, to protect it from the dust. Shrashim Mishum, the diary, Yevi'ayo Kitra Misavavavar. And if the dust would come into the eyes of a chicken, it would make it blind. So Hashem made a chesed that the eyelids are very big. The bottom eyelids protect the Hawaii. Yedosha, what's the taich now of dosha? What does the word dosha mean? Derech Shom. It means it's a short abbreviation of Derech Shom. That's what dosha. Dosha usually means the doorpost. So taich for the doorpost is Derech Shom. That's the way to come into the house. Darga usually means a ladder. It means Derech God. The word, how do you get the word darga? I mean a ladder, because it comes from the word derech God. That's the way to go up to the God, to the roof, with a ladder, go up to the roof. Miskolisa, what does the word miskolisa mean? Rashi, dover shemat bilim boy, something you dip into. You're going kuta or shal lift, like ketchup. Something you dip into. Is what the comfort? Mosta tichla, when will it end? Rashi, mosta tichla do, look at sheyichla manechel. When this ends, we have nothing left to eat. The near mosta tichla means the door, the fishena kolo adzman oruch, shena nechel elamat mat, fakert. Something you dip into, like a gravy, doesn't finish so fast. You have to eat a lot of food to use up the gravy. So it means, like, when will this end? This stays a long time. That's what the word mischalitza means. Mosa tichla, when will it end? Do desa, mosa tichla do. Desa, how do you have the word desa? Desa usually means a house. It means bo v'yesev, come in and sit down. That's what the house is for, come in and sit down. Rashi Besa Bovyesiv. Shadera Leshiva Bayas. What do you have a house for to sit down in? So that's the Taisha Besa means Bovyesiv. Besa Bo. Biktor. Bikt usually means a valley. Rashi Biktor is Bais Sarkon, a small, narrow house. That means Veyak Rosa. Veyakta. Rashi Bayasar, a narrow house. Kuftor. Rashi Machteshes. It means a grinder. Rashlish Nachrina Mido Lachtin. Vinira Kimin Goylem. Avshar means a golem. A golem is a dummy. Eitz osu li yeshiva. So you have to sit down on. That's the worst. Kufta. Trashi kuf v'tiv. Come and sit down on it. Kuf v'tiv. Trashi kofa v'yitza v'sheva lov. Turn it over and sit down on it. So golem is a plain piece of wood. Turn it down and sit down on it. That's kufta. Livni. What is livni? Livni usually means bricks. means livnei b'ni, to build up children. Trash livnei b'ni, b'ni, miskayim l'deres harbi. But if you have a lot of children, long deres, you build a house with bricks, the house will stay a long time, that's lashon livni. Like a lot of generations will use this house. Hutsa chatzitza, trash yutza geder kaitzim or lovim. Hutsa means a fence made from thorns. That's a chatzitza. Ain't a dove a kayom, a chatzitza b'yam. It's not a real good fence. It's just to make a chatzitza, to make a dividing. So use thorns to make a division. People won't come in through the thorns. Chatzwa. Chatz usually means type of a barrel. That's shechoitz of mayim, min anor. Taitz of chatz means a barrel that you can get the water out of the river into the barrel. Kuza, another type of a jug, is kuza, koza, kizeh. Trashi, kuza, kli cheris, kotin, kizeh, kloimer. Dava mu'et pekal, kumayzeh, ma'choshiv, namalasli, ma'inchum, ma'tonim. It's a small jug that you put a small amount of water inside it, so what am I? It's a small thing. That's kuza, kizeh. Shutisa, what's the title? Shutisa means shtusa. A shtus. Strashi. Shutisa, bant shohadas. That means the leaf from adasim. She merakim boy, lithne kal. You dance with it in front of the kalo. Means shtusa, nira merake kishaita. The word shtusa, in the word shtusa, he looks like a shaita. The guy dancing in front of the kalo that does tricks, he looks like a shaita. That's the word shutisa comes from. Right? The meshichlo meishi. Trashi mishichlo means sefel godla, big sefel, big basin. Shakur rechts in the day in raglein emenu. You wash your hands and feet from it. It's loshin moshu kula. Means rechets is called, everybody comes to wash themselves from it. That's why you have this word, mishilta. Means mashi kula. Everybody comes to wash themselves. Mishilta. Oh, that's this word Rashi is saying. That's the mishilta. A small basin. What does that mean? Mashkut means mashia kolsa. Kolsa means miyuchid lechashuvim to my kala. Visha chashuvu lechatimenu. It's only aimed for chashuv a person. It's a smaller one, only for special people. Asisa, that's chasirta. Trashi asisa, murtiya, chasirta, shechosa, chakik mefnim. He didn't hollow it out yet inside. Buchna, boy viechna. Shashi buchna ole shakoichin boy. It's usually a knife where you cut the meat on top of a buchni. That's called boy viechna. Come and let's cut it up. Levusha usually means a beggar, it means a cloth, a jacket. What does it mean? It means loy busha. Shashi levusha, cholak elyich, current sorib, loy busha, lemoya busha, shemachasa kolachaluka matachtoinam akruyim veroyim. He's not going to be embarrassed. You wear your outside jacket, it covers up all the holes and dirty shirts you have. So now, even though you're wearing dirty shirts and ripped pants, you wear a nice jacket, covers it all up, you don't have any busha. That's the advertised lobusha. Lobusha comes from the word lo busha. Wearing an outside beggar takes away the busha. Kalima means like a shirt, that chenasa boy kigalim. Chenasa boy kigalim, that's goylim. Shein loy chitach evorim. It has no cutting off to it. Because it's like a dress, like. A galima means like a dress. Shinasba girl, it's made like a straight thing that comes down. Gulsa, goli viesa. Gulsa means turn it over and sit down on it. Rashi gulsa, makutri norm, goli viesa. Kishuyesha, megala atzmoi, shleyesha volo, shleyi lachlenu, leishatu makarka, viyoshu sarayim, viyikra, viyivla. Uncover it and sit down first. Vais de puria, that's a bed. Sheporim v'roven. The word bed comes to the word like puryas porim v'roven. You have children from the bed. Ole. Bor zinka. Shashi bor zinka. Bor sheyov shumeim of current cane. A bor that's dried out is called this way. Bor zenoki. Means this is empty. Rashi chosameim. There's no water left on it. Sudro. Sudro is usually a fancy hat that a Talmud Chacham used to wear. That's called the sudro. Where does the word sudro come from? Soyd Hashem li'rayiv. That's like the Yisrael Hashem, the Choshev person, the Yiras Hashem, he wears a special hat. Rashi Sudra, Derek Tamid Chacham Latev Seder. The Talmud Chacham used to wear this special hat. That's Yisrael Hashem Nireyev, you get Yiras Hashem from it. Apadno, Rashi Traklin Shomoloch, in a big palace called Apadno. Why is it called Apadno? It means Apischa Din. From here, Rashi Apischa. Al Pesach Zeh Yovi Akur Lim Lemishpot in the Shuras HaMelech. Means when this opening you come to be din, either for Mishpat or else to serve the king. That's what our partner stands for. Son of Rabbonin,
Shloisha, three things. Kol zman shemaskinim. Kol zman, they get older, moisif and gura. They get stronger and stronger. Even though a person, the older he gets, usually the weaker he gets. But these things, the older, the stronger they get. Ve'elovein, dag. The older a fish is, the stronger it is. V'nochash, a snake. V'chazir, a pig. The older the pig is, the stronger it is. Right. Shemen, they lost the Mishnah says, what's the shear? Chosh of carrying out shemen oil? That's enough oil to carry to be sacked to rub a small aver. Amrit v'reb yanai. Shemen, they lost the aver cotton shokotin. It means to rub a small aver the pinky, even of a cotton vinyomid. Even of a kid one day old, his small pinky, that's also a chosh of a shear oil. Trash aver cotton. Echad miperka yetzpaktana, one of the prokim, or one of the parts of this pinky. And even a kid 1 year old, even though it's so small, that's also enough of a chashav b'shir to be mechayev for. You don't need more than that. Meisvei, shemen, k'dei losach eiver kotten, what's the shir shemen? K'dei tishmir on a small eiver, a small pinky, v'kotten ben yoimai. And also another shear is of a cotton ben yoim, where it says like two things. My love, what does it mean to say? Eiver cotton the godel, either the pinky of a godel, or else we eiver godel shall cotton ben yoim. Or else if you want to shut up by a kid one day old, you have to take a big eiver, you have to take his arm, or his leg you have to take, but not the pinky of a one day old baby. You see, it's two different shearim, not like Rabbi Yannai says. The Mara Amri Loch, the very Rabbi Yannai Loi. Rabbi Yannai says, no, that's not Pshan the Braisa. Hochikom, this is what the Braisa means to say. Shemen, how much is a chosh of a sheer oil to take out the Jechayv on Shabbos? Because they lost a chayv, cotton, shell, cotton, venyoyme. Even though you have a small amount to smear, to rub upon the pinky of a one day old baby, that's a chosh of a sheer. Trashi, the godel, shall odem godel. By cotton, what does it mean, a small aver? Our aver koi. It means the pinky of a godel. Inami eiver god, or else it means a big eiver like the foot. Shall cotton of a baby. Vai cotton agaver koi. What does it mean eiver cotton? It means of the person, of a cotton of a baby. For loya eiver, not on the eiver, not like Rabbi Yannai. Teret says no, loya are eiver cotton. The cotton akula milsa koi, eiver cotton, shall goof cotton. It could mean the price, it could mean like Rabbi Yannai. The small pinky of a small baby. Even such a small shear, yosa chayiv and shabbis, because it's useful. You can use a small amount of oil to rub the baby. So the Mara Lema Ketanoi, the Chur of Yaneh Zinnes Amachloikas Tanoim. Lema Ketanoi, Shemen, oil, Kedei Losach Eiver Kotten. How much oil you have to take out on Shabbos to be Chayiv? The amount to rub an Eiver Kotten. Vaite Vikotten Ben Yoimei. And another shear of a Kotten Ben Yoimei, of course, Mashma, two different shearim like we heard. Eiver Kotten means a small pinky, but of a godel. Or else, Kotten Ben Yoimei, or else a big Eiver upon a one day old baby. Divere Rebbe Shimon Ben Elazar. That's what Shimon Ben Elazar says. Reb Nosan Leimer, could they lost the Eiver cotton? It's enough to be masach to rub a small Eiver. So what's the machlokes? My love, all committed to the Chur. This is the machlokes between the two of them. The Reb Shimon ben Elazar Sovar, Eiver cotton, Shell cotton. The small Eiver of a cotton. That's what Shimon ben Elazar is saying. That's second. Yeah. This Chinese saying one din then. To take out a small amount of shemen to rub the pinky of a baby. Eiver cotton, shell cotton. Reb Nosson Sava, no. Eiver cotton, the godel? He's mechulad, no, need a bigger shear. If you're handling with a pinky, it's the pinky of a godel. But if you're handling with a baby, you need a bigger shear on a baby. Oi, Eiver godel, the cotton. No, if you want to handle with a baby, you need like his foot. You need a bigger shear by a godel. But that's this machlekes. Well, Eiver cotton, shell cotton, ben yoim aloi? That's Reb Nosson Shita. So Chur Reb Yana is told the machlekes, we show in machlekes tanoim. If it's enough to be mechayiv the small pinky of a baby, so the Gemara loy, Rabbi Yannai will answer himself. No, the kula yalma eiver cotton the cotton ben yoimai. Everybody's masking to Rabbi Yannai. It's enough to mechayiv for Shabbos to take out a small amount of shemen just to cover the pinky of a baby. Kula yalma eiver cotton loy. Okay, but. Yeah, the kula yalma, eiver cotton, the cotton, ben yoim eloi, is no good.